case number 11,150, estate of Marie Anderson, Marlene Bottomley, administrative, north of Route 54, Lighthouse Road, west of Blueville Drive, being lot 43, block G, within Swan Keys Development, a variance in the front and side yard setback requirement.
You're going to see me a lot tonight.
Oh, it's good, man. It's a pleasure.
Good. I just looked up and saw your kennel.
Please state your name and address for the record.
Glenn Piper, 9 Bradford St. Louis.
Do you swear or affirm testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Once again, my name's Jane Patchell from the law firm of Tunnel and Razor. I'm here representing the estate of Marie Anderson and requesting a 3.9-foot variance from the 10-foot required front yard setback and a 3.2-foot variance from the 10-foot side yard setback on the southwest boundary of the property under Chapter 115, Article 1, Subsection 115.42B of the Sussex County Zoning Code. No variance is required for the rear deck that you can see on the survey, which is an open deck, not covered by a roof, that does not extend above the level of the first floor of the building, because it may extend or project into the side or rear yard by not more than 5 feet, pursuant to Sussex County Zoning Code Chapter 115, Article 2, Subchapter 115, 183C, as in Charles. Miss Anderson inherited the property consisting of a mobile home from her mother, Donna I. Burmeister, upon Donna's death on January 30th, 2006. I've provided the board members with a copy of Ms. Burmeister's deed to the property, her last will and testament, and the inventory filed at the Sussex County Register of Wills, devising the property to Ms. Anderson. Our witness tonight is Glenn Piper, a state-certified real estate appraiser and a licensed real estate salesperson who is familiar with the property. Mr. Piper appraised the property for the estate of Donna Burmeister and will testify that the dwelling existed on the property in its current location prior to Marie Anderson's ownership of the property. Ms. Anderson departed this life January 22, 2011, intestate with no known heirs. Court action has ensued, and the court appointed an administratrix, Marlene Bottomley. She was directed to sell the property with the proceeds escheating to the state of Delaware. Ms. Bottomley has no personal knowledge of the property and is recovering in Maryland from a hip replacement surgery. Therefore, Mr. Piper is here for this application. In addition to appraising the property for the estate of Ms. Anderson's mother, Mr. Piper is the current listing agent for the sale of the property, which currently is under contract of sale. Being passed around is the information showing when the property was placed or when the mobile home was placed on the property, as well as some pictures so that you can see the exact age of the property. It's a little bit unusual that the present owner is deceased, the former owner is deceased, and therefore that's why we brought in the appraiser to try and help provide information. This particular lot is 50 foot wide and is unique because of the way that the dwelling was placed on the property in 1984, according to the building information provided. There is exceptional practical difficulty due to the mobile home being permanently affixed to the land. It is no longer a mobile home. It's actually been made a Class C dwelling and permanently affixed to the land in its present location, and that was completed by a previous owner. The property cannot be developed in strict conformity with the zoning ordinance without a variance because, as I said, it is a Class C home that's permanently affixed. It'd have to be broken away from its foundation. New wheels would have to be brought back in to make the mobile home mobile to be able to move it again. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The property has been used as it currently exists, as far as we know, since the dwelling was placed there in 1994. The only difference is the back deck that Ms. Anderson constructed prior to her passing. The difficulty was not created by the applicant. The encroachments are caused by the dwelling structure and not by the deck that Ms. Anderson constructed. And as Mr. Piper will testify, the dwelling existed in its present location prior to her ownership of the same. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. It's been at its present location since approximately 1984, and the neighborhood has suffered no consequences because of it. It will not substantially impair the appropriate use of the development of the adjacent properties. The properties adjacent to this parcel are all improved. There is a lagoon to the rear of the property, and on the sides, there's mobile homes that are existing there. The variance will not be detrimental to the public welfare. It represents the least modification possible of the regulations at issue. It's necessary to afford relief so that the property can be sold. As I mentioned, Ms. Anderson died intestate. There are no known heirs, and the proceeds will be escheating to the state of Delaware. Therefore, everything that has transpired in this case has to go through court action. It's been about 2 years now, I believe. Is that correct? It's been about 2 years since we've had this process moving forward with the court system. So hopefully we're getting near the end where the property will actually be sold. And the variance requested is the least modification possible to the regulations at issue. Mr. Piper? Mr. Piper, can you tell me what your profession is, please?
I'm a state-certified real estate appraiser in Delaware and a licensed broker, real estate broker as well.
In the state of Delaware?
Yes.
Did you have occasion to appraise this property?
Yes, twice.
When you appraised the property the first time, can you tell us what prompted that appraisal?
The death of the original owner. This is her mother.
I'm assuming when you appraise a property, you actually inspect it.
Correct.
To your knowledge, do you remember the inspection that took place at that time?
I have copies of the appraisal, yes.
Comparing the copies of the appraisal that you completed when the mother passed away in 2006 versus the property as it stands now, can you please tell this board whether the improvements existed in 2006 prior to the time that Marie Anderson acquired title to the property?
They were virtually identical except for the deck at the rear. Nothing changed at all. I think she did a kitchen update. Other than that, the exterior dimensions are identical both times.
So the footprint has not been changed?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Was that Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Whitman?
No.
Mr. Rickards?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Mr. Callaway, no. Hearing none, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11150. For the following reason, I believe the applicant has met the standards for granting a variance, but I'll go over them again. This is the uniqueness of the property is the 50-foot wide lot, which makes it unique to the fact that it's being for sale. Also, a variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Unnecessary hardship or exceptional practical difficulty was not created by the buyer. It was there as before the buyer got the survey made up. And the variance will not alter essential character in the neighborhood. And the requested variance is minimum that will afford relief.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11150. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye also for the reasons stated.
And Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons that were stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Aye, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, number 11,150 is approved at this time.
Thank you.
Yeah, ma'am.